Hi there, I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Maria, and we're hosting the Humans of K-Park podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be talking with different students and staff about what's going on in their lives and what makes them unique.
Each podcast will be totally different depending on who is the featured guest.
Tune in to listen to stories from the people at K-Park.
So today I'm here with Junior Morgan Sanford. She is co-president of Student Council and most known for her voice on the announcements every day. And today we are talking about her vaccine.
Hey.
So first, what has COVID life been like for you since March?
It's been really crazy because I have severe asthma. So for the beginning of it, I was like inside 24/7 for like a month straight. And then I slowly started going to like the store and stuff, but that's about it. Everything else has been limited. No crazy parties, no restaurants, nothing like that. So it's been very different than typical life.
How has COVID impacted your family? Do they have similar health problems that you do? Or you?
My dad had to work from home. He's been working from home since March. And that's, like, impacted our entire, like, house. Like the physical aspect of it. Like, we had to set up a whole new office for him and that. And, like, he is very, like, a social person, extroverted. So being introverted has impacted him that way. And my mom and dad, they used to, like, hang out with a bunch of people all the time. Like, every Friday they would hang out with all the neighborhood. And now that's, like, nope. So that's also impacted them, but that's about it. And my dog's pretty much the same.
So you're back at school in person. How was making that decision to be in person?
I knew I had to be in person because I did not do good when it was online, like mentally. But it was difficult for me knowing I was going to be coming to school when I can't control what other people do outside of school because of my severe asthma. And I was like afraid if I caught it from someone in my class who wasn't necessarily following CDC guidelines. That was scary for me, but other than that, decision was pretty easy.
How long had you been hoping to get the vaccine?
Ever since it was announced that the FDA was going to look into the Pfizer vaccine and then it got approved, I was like, okay, when's it my turn? So I guess, what is that, like a month or two-ish?
Did you ever expect that you were going to get it so soon, though?
I did not. My mom, for, like, the past week, has been looking literally everywhere trying to find a vaccine. But I thought since I was so young that I wasn't going to get it until, like, at least the spring. But, yeah.
How did you find out you were getting the vaccine, and what was that moment like for you?
So, on Monday, my mom called me before first period and was like, hey, have you got an email about being on a waiting list? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, I'll check when I get to work. I might have put my work email. And then, like, in second period, she texted me, was like, you're getting vaccinated today. And at first I was just like, this is a prank. Like, this isn't real, because she just called me about being on a wait list. So it was kind of really fast from wait list to actually getting it.
And then kind of go through the experience, like, where, when, what it was like getting the vaccine.
Yeah, so we went to Texas Children in the Woodlands, and at first we didn't know where we were going because I've only ever been to the emergency room there. So we had to go and ask someone, and then we went to the different building because we were in the wrong building, and we just walked into the place. They're like, okay, here is a new mask, which I was surprised me because I didn't know they would make us change masks. But I guess since it was a medical grade mask, and they're like, okay, go down to this wall. They had like colored walls. It was very easy to follow. So I went down there, and then they took our temperature there. And then they're just like, okay, sign here. And my mom signed, and they're like, okay, go to the back room. And we're like, okay. So then we met a nurse there, and then she walked me to this like conference room with like, it looked like how I assume based on the movies I've seen, like emergency room type rooms in war movies. Like, they had just dividers with sheets, and they walked, and then I sat down, and they're like, okay, here. And then this lady walked up with the vaccine. I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? It was really quick. And then I got the shot, and we had to wait for 30 minutes to make sure I didn't have any, like, reaction to it. But it was just so quick. I thought it was going to take us at least, like, an hour. So, yeah.
How would you describe your feeling today? How is it different or similar to vaccines you've gotten in the past?
My arm hurts so bad, but my arm always hurts after I get vaccines. But this one, it hurts, like, much more. I don't know why. But other than that, it's nothing's crazy. Like, I'm not morphosing into a reptile or anything.
And then, is there anything else you would like to add?
I think the experience overall was the nurses were very nice. Like, it was just such an interesting to sit there for 30 minutes and experience them administering the vaccines, because there was a guy who I assume was in charge of the whole floor. He was, like, in a suit. Like, he was very official. There was a nurse in charge of filling out the cards to know when you have to come back. There was a nurse in charge of actually giving the shots. There was a nurse in charge of, like, figuring out who's getting what. And while I was there, someone, like, didn't show up. And they're all kind of freaking out because apparently, like, these come in a pack of six. And once you open a pack of six, you have to use all six because they are not allowed to waste them. So they're like, what are we going to do with this extra shot? And my mom was just like, I'll take it. But then they ended up finding someone. So it was just very interesting to watch them, how they worked with that. And yeah.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast.
Check out at K-Park Media on Instagram and Twitter to see more stories, photos, and podcasts.
Humans of K-Park is written, presented, and produced by Kathleen and Maria.